Can you understand people who commit suicide?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. It completely fits in my way of thinking in this sadness. I would never do it.
Yes.
I think, but for example, me, I prepare on dying every day. There are moments when I really try to imagine, and it can be during a walk or on a silent moment. But I really every day, every single day, I think about what.
When did this start?
I think it started in 2003.
Why?
Because I had this amazing experience of a guy with whom I was in school, gymnasium, like between 12 and 18, and that I hadn't seen since then. And then in 2003, I got a message that he was dying and that he wanted to see me. Mm. And I remember I was rehearsing one, and I was thinking, fuck, why do you call me now? I mean, I haven't seen you for 25 years. Don't call me when you're dying. So, but of course you go, because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
And I was there in his room for 10 minutes, and it was really... It was a holy moment. It was very, very strong because he was really dying. I could feel and see it. And he was just in fever and shivering. He was just saying, I really think I find it important to tell you that you were important for me this period between 12 and 18. I really appreciate your presence in this period in school. But it was not even somebody I remarked. I had strong memories on. And this guy, just before dying, called me to tell me that he wanted to say that to me.
I'm thinking about death every day. And I'm thinking about suicide nearly every day.
Uh-huh.
Not to commit suicide myself every day,
uh-huh.
but I'm often thinking... Yes, I'm thinking about it. I just think about it. It's not to find a solution, but to find a way. But I think about it. Yes,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm thinking about what's going on with the soul,
mm-hmm.
with my soul, every day. When you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes. But what is much, much more. I think much more harder than suicide. Much more harder than it's. You know, I think. God gives you things, and He can take the things back easily in one second.
To lose somebody or something—that's what you feel.
Even I'm not talking even the person. Yeah, of course. I'm also with my son. I'm thinking if my son has to die, what's going on with me? Can I be strong enough for that?
Mm-hmm.
If I die, what's going on with my son? Does he have enough
strength?
Yes, in life to continue without
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
All these things. Yes, I think about. But for example, to lose inspiration.
That's even worse.
This and could you continue to live? Then
yeah.
Sometimes I think if I cannot have inspiration anymore, how can I restructure my life?